Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we've been talking all week about experiencing life now. And what we suggested that you do is just compile a list of life experiences that you want to have, things that you're really, truly passionate about, And then really think about those things that you really want to do that you haven't in life. And it could be things that you've done in the past that you'd like to do again. It could be really taking on a new hobby that you love that you haven't done in a long time. But the question becomes, what's stopping you? And is it time? Is it money? Is it motivation? You know, and can you get past those hurdles, right? If it's motivation, can you get yourself up and start to do things, right? You know you can. It's a choice, right? Will you make that choice? If it's money related, can you set aside the resources you need to make it and to make it possible? If it's time, can you figure out a way to get yourself the time? Maybe it's away from work or away from family or something that you need to do that's important for you. Can you find a way to get that time that you need? And then Wednesday we got into the idea of relationships. And you know, one of the barriers to people following their passions is their person that they have a relationship with. Maybe it's their significant other, doesn't share those passions, or really doesn't allow them to go do some of the things that they want to do that's good for them. And so that's where you really have to sit down and have a heart-to-heart discussion. And really lay out how important it is for you to follow your passions in life and ask for support and ask for help. And I think if somebody truly loves you, they'll see that and give you the flexibility and the freedom to pursue what you want. It makes for a much more healthy relationship. And we all need a little bit of space sometimes. And so I made the suggestion that you take Wednesday's podcast and use that as a catalyst to start the discussion if you need to. And then we got into yesterday the idea of valuing experiences over things, because truly, you know, once you buy something, right, the day or two around when you buy it, it's great, but then it just becomes, okay, something that you have. You buy a new car. It's great when you first buy it, but then somehow it wanes and it becomes another mode of transportation over time. But experiences are something that really impact your life, and that's really why it's so important, right? Because you look at experiences and, you know, if they become part of your identity because of something that you've done or something you've had, or they reignite passion in you, well, then that's the most important thing. And we know that the happiest people are those people that value experiences over things. It just works. So we assume that a day will come when we have a chance to do all the things that we dream about and we want to do. But the question becomes, what if that day never comes? Right, we've heard the stories of people that get ill or die before they have the opportunity to experience their desires. So the point here, stop waiting, start planning. The goal is to experience life now. So if you haven't put together the list of things you want to do, at the very least, pick one experience that you want to have and start planning it. Do it now. And if it helps you, send me an email. I'm at joel@joelbrookman.com. Let me know what it is. I'll also try to help you hold you accountable. But it's so critically important that you follow your passions, that you do what you love. And in order to make it happen, you've got to take the initiative to get started. And that's where it all begins. Take that first step now. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I'm just asking you for the opportunity to be that person for you. Commit to joining me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I want you to get serious about experiencing the life that you want right now. I want you to look at those experiences that you want to have, get committed to making it happen, and take the steps to move forward. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.
Thank you.